And now, bookmarks, writers on books they love. Today, Orhan Pamuk, the Nobel Prize-winning author of Snow and My Name is Red.
If you ask me what is the greatest novel ever written, I think it's Anna Karenina. I strongly think that it's a miracle of a novel. Every word of it is miraculously beautiful. I am teaching it at Columbia University to my students. And I always wonder, what's the balance? The book is full of enjoyment of life, its peculiar aspects, little details of life captured with such full force and vitality and convincing crisp quality. And also it's about dramas of human beings, extreme compassion paid even to the little figures or most guilty ones, the writer's desire to produce a whole, the intermingling of the themes, and it's a book of various couple stories followed in comparison. It is also a comparative couples or love stories or marriage stories. And one of the most important things that I always keep in mind, it is about what is important in life, and novels should be about what is important in life. That is love, marriage, friendship, struggle, making money, community, family, history, belonging. Novels should be about that, and Anna Karenina is essentially a glorious, wonderful novel about these issues that takes place in Moscow and St. Petersburg in 1870s. The first sentence is astounding. It's almost people's wisdom in the streets of Russia. All happy families are alike, but all unhappy families are different in their unhappiness, is one of the most memorable openings of a novel. And I read first that in Turkish in 1971. I was 19. I had a picture of him by Repin on my wall 2-3 years later when I first began to write my first book. Emulate is not a word, but I continue to admire him. You don't have to write much, but you have to write one good book or two good books will save your life.
Orhan Pamuk is the Nobel Prize-winning author of Snow and My Name is Red. You can find more bookmarks and interviews with Orhan Pamuk on our website at ttbook.org.